You've made it to the Waag, a 15th century building that used to be one of the city gates. The square you're standing on is called the Nieuwmarkt, New Market. In the painting by Rembrandt called The Anatomy Lesson of Dr. Nicolaas Tulp, you can see a body being dissected in this building. The current name, which means the weighing house, describes its later function as a place of judgment. Criminals were put on trial here. This is where we'll listen to Dana, who's been sharing her side of Amsterdam with you, for the last time.
Are you standing by the Waag? Can you see the large square in front of it? This is a place of judgment. A place where criminals were executed. Where they were jeered at and made fun of by people coming to watch their execution. Take your time to have a look at the people around you. Shut your eyes tightly and think of all the people that were executed in this square. I've shared some of my story with you now. Do you understand that I often feel like I'm on trial? That I'm being judged? How do you see me now? Do you think I'm just a prostitute? That I'm just here to be used for a service? Or do you see something else? Are you willing to take a stand for me? Do you believe that I could have a fresh start? I've heard that I could get help, that there are people who will walk alongside me. It almost sounds too good to be true. Haven't I totally messed up my life? I don't know if it's even possible to start again. People keep pushing me away. I always feel like my problems are too big for others. And I feel judged everywhere I go. And yet, I keep hoping that it's possible. Because I've heard of a love that is greater than judgment. Love that isn't afraid to reach out to me and stand by me. Sometimes people come to my window and tell me about this love. There's nothing I want more, but I'm afraid. But I also really don't want to stay here. I don't want to be stuck behind this window, in this place of judgment. Look up at the Waag. Can you see the flag on the highest tower? To me, that's a beacon of hope. It stands out high above the red lights district, pointing up to the sky, towards the heavens. A beacon of freedom, free from judgment. That's what I hold on to. What about you? Are you free from judgment? About me? And about yourself? Look up at the sky and breathe in the sense of freedom. Take a moment to breathe in deeply. Let the air fill your lungs. Love is here, present, for you and for me. Let's take steps towards freedom together. Will you join us?
Thank you for taking the time to listen to Dana's story today, for choosing to see her, to really see. There are many vulnerable people in our country. Prostitutes, homeless people, children growing up in poverty. If this problem remains anonymous to you, you just shrug it off and continue with your life. But it's not anonymous. It's the story and reality for people, real people just like you and me, but who didn't have the luck that you had in life, or who made one wrong choice, which then led to another. but still, these are human beings, just like you and me. People with dreams, with desires, with feelings. Sometimes the injustice that I see around me makes me want to curl up in a ball and cry. The pain, the hurt, the sense of helplessness. We're not called to judge. We're called to love. We're not called to formulate beautifully worded religious dogmas. We're called to help others. Theology should be practical. We are called to love and to do the right thing. We've come to the end of our journey. Take a moment to share your experience with the others in your group, or to write down and reflect on how this experience has affected you. Sharing your experience might make you feel vulnerable, and it might not be something you're used to doing. But if just one of you is brave enough to ask the question, "How did you experience that?" then it'll no doubt lead to deep conversations. So turn off the audio and discuss what you've learned and experienced today with each other. Thank you for walking with us today and with Dana.